Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio, and I'm about to join Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, who has a particular expertise in sacred art, as she shares with us her emotions while visiting the Marian Shrine of Loreto, where Pope Benedict XVI travelled to on the 4th of October. Professor Ennis takes us into the basilica built over the Holy House there, a sacred space where, over the centuries, countless pilgrims have knelt. Stay tuned.
It's one of the few places that I really felt like I was paralyzed by the sacred. When you come to Loreto the first time, you think, goodness, is this small? It's a very small town. And then suddenly you come into this square. And then in front of you have this wonderful church enclosing this shrine. When you walk into this basilica, you get the shivers going up your spine if they happen to be playing the organ, because the acoustics are incredible. And so you just tiptoe right up to the top where the altar is. And right behind the altar, you find this magnificent casing around the little miraculous house of the Madonna, right, which is right in the middle of it. Then you walk into the house, you just walk up a ramp and walk in, and you're suddenly shocked because the contrast from between the inside and the outside is so incredible that you think you have changed centuries and maybe even millenniums in a sense, because you walk in and you just see this nude stone darkened over the years. And on the altar you have the statue of the Madonna and Child.
And you were listening there to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, who's currently teaching at the American University of Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.